Along the Pacific coast of Central America, a mysterious form of kidney failure is killing men in the prime of their lives. It first showed up 2 decades ago, yet researchers still haven't been able to pinpoint its exact cause. The condition appears to be concentrated among agricultural workers, mainly sugarcane cutters. NPR's Jason Beaubien recently traveled to a sugar town in Nicaragua, which has been hard hit by the disease.
Something is stalking the sugarcane cutters of Chichigalpa. The town is surrounded by the cane fields of El Ingenio San Antonio, one of the oldest and largest sugar estates in Central America. Manuel Antonio Tejerino used to work in those fields. Now he's slumped in a faded cloth deck chair outside his sister's house on the outskirts of town. Tejerino's kidneys are failing. He's grown gaunt, his arms droop by his side. In the tropical midday heat, he alternates between wiping sweat off his brow and pulling a sweatshirt up over his bare chest.
I feel like I'm burning. My blood pressure goes down. I get dizzy. Someone has to help me walk. If I'm alone, I'll fall down.
Tejerino spends his days here in this flimsy deck chair in his sister's yard. The 49-year-old says it's cooler here than at his shack across the ravine. In the past, Tejerino used to join the roughly 7,000 people who work the sugarcane harvest here each year. Now he's among the ranks of the more than 2,000 locals suffering from a strange form of early-onset kidney failure.
I worked 9 years in the sugarcane harvest, and that's what made me sick.
That's what all the former workers say, that it's something in the sugarcane. But despite this disease being around for at least 20 years, researchers simply can't explain what's causing it.
We don't know. That's the unfortunate part. We don't know, and we do need to desperately find some answers.
Reina Tercios Ruiz is an epidemiologist with the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's office in Guatemala City. She says this form of kidney failure is being found throughout Central America, from southern Mexico to Panama, but only along the Pacific coast. At first, health officials dismissed it as a fluke or attributed it to a misdiagnosis of diabetes or some other underlying health problem. The disease tends to strike relatively young men, sometimes while they're still in their early 20s. As it progresses, agricultural laborers who earn $10 or $15 a day end up in need of dialysis that can cost tens of thousands of dollars a year.
If a person doesn't receive treatment in the advanced stages of kidney failure, a person will die.
And treatment options in El Salvador, Guatemala, and Nicaragua are extremely limited. By one estimate, 20,000 people in the region have died from this form of kidney failure over the last 2 decades. Cutting sugarcane is a grueling physical activity. One of the prominent theories about the disease is that dehydration somehow makes the men more susceptible to environmental toxins. Under the intense tropical sun, men wielding machetes hack their way through towering rows of sugarcane. Adding to the hellish nature of the work, the fields were burned the night before. The burning gets rid of dead leaves and makes the cane easier to process. Sweat and soot cling to the men's clothes and skin. More than a decade ago, the sugar company here recognized that something was amiss. The company started testing the kidney function of workers before each harvest. Anyone showing signs of kidney failure, even early-stage kidney disease, wasn't given work. Manuel Antonio Tejerino and other sick former workers say there's clearly a link between the disease and the cane fields.
Yo digo que lo químico que entra el ingenio.
It was the chemicals in the plantation. We drank the water from the river, and it was really dirty.
Agricultural chemicals are high on the potential suspect list among researchers. In response to a similar epidemic of kidney failure among farm workers in Sri Lanka, the Sri Lankan government banned the use of glyphosate. Glyphosate is the generic version of the incredibly popular herbicide marketed by Monsanto as Roundup. Scientists, however, have yet to figure out whether the herbicide causes the disease. And sugar growers in Nicaragua continue to use Roundup. Tejerino says if it's not Roundup, it's some other agricultural chemical. And he accuses the company of abandoning its own workers.
Entonces ellos me sacan porque no puedo trabajar la empresa.
They get rid of me. They treat us like garbage.
Company officials, of course, deny that they treat their workers like garbage. The refinery has its own state-of-the-art hospital. The company offers free education to its workers' children. They feed employees during their shifts. And they say they haven't abandoned the former laborers. The company provides monthly food packets and basic medical supplies to a group of roughly 2,000 ill workers and their widows in Chichigalpa. Alvaro Bermudez, the head of El Ingenio San Antonio, says the company is as eager as everyone else to find the cause of the disease. It's a problem for the refinery.
It is a problem in the sense that any problem that affects our community affects us, but not in the sense that we cause the disease.
Besides dehydration and agricultural chemicals, researchers say the cause could be many things. Over-the-counter pain pills, local moonshine, rat urine, hantavirus, and possibly even genetics. Tercios with the CDC says the scientific research into this problem, unfortunately, is still in its infancy.
There have been a number of studies, some better than others, but that have started to describe the problem. So I look at this like the three blind men touching different parts of the elephant and saying, you know, this feels like a worm, this feels like a tree, this feels like a twig, depending on where they are. We need a study to take a look at the whole elephant.
But in the meantime, frustration over the disease has led to violent protests against the sugar company in Chichigalpa. Earlier this year, police killed one protester and seriously wounded another just outside the plantation gates. On a recent weekday morning, Manuel Antonio Tejerino's wife, Laura, is also frustrated, but frustrated in a quiet, matriarchal way.
He's been throwing up all morning. It's very hard to see him this way.
Laura sits next to her husband. She slowly runs her fingers through his black hair. People all around them are dying, she says. It's been going on for years, and in her opinion, everyone's ignoring it.
Un tío mío.
An uncle of mine, too. And before him, my brother. And a man over there, on the corner, he also died of it.
This disease doesn't spare anyone, she says. The next step for researchers is to reconstruct the daily lives of these men and try to track what they've been exposed to. They warn that with so many possible causes, it could take years to untangle what exactly is making these men's kidneys fail. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.